Live from GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. The Republican runoff for Georgia Lieutenant Governor has ended with so few votes separating the candidates that a recount may be necessary. Unofficial returns show former State Representative Jeff Duncan finishing just over 1,700 votes ahead of State Senator David Schaefer in the Tuesday election. That's less than 1% of the total votes cast in the runoff. Georgia law allows for a recount of the vote in any election where the victory margin is less than 1%. Schaefer of Duluth, who has not yet conceded, says he's waiting on provisional and supplemental ballots to be counted before he announces his next course of action. Afternoon thunderstorms are part of summer in Georgia, but this year seem to be wetter and stronger. GPB's Sophie Peel explains.
This year's rainfall is above average. When the soil is wet, it fuels more intense storms. Some parts of the state are already close to hitting average annual rainfall totals. Pam Knox is an agricultural climatologist at the University of Georgia.
One of the biggest trends in precipitation is not so much an increase in the overall precipitation, but a change to more thunderstorm kind of rainfall. In other words, it's really short, high-intensity rainfall.
Knox says variations in rainfall are caused by ocean weather conditions. The frequent thunderstorms are impacting many farmers who are unable to find dry days to fertilize their crops. For GPB, I'm Sophie Peel in Macon.
The Coca-Cola Company says beverage sales and profits are up in the U.S. thanks to its low-calorie drinks. The Atlanta-based beverage company earned $2.3 billion this past quarter. The Atlanta Falcons will report to training camp today ahead of the 2018 season, and that includes one of their biggest stars who had threatened to hold out. Falcons general manager Thomas Dimitroff says receiver Julio Jones will now join the team after saying he would stay home if his contract wasn't amended. Jones signed a 5-year, $71 million deal in 2015, but his salary has since been surpassed by several other top receivers in the NFL. After the team reportedly denied his request, the organization now says the two sides have come to terms on a contract adjustment. Players will report to the team facility today. The first day of practice is Friday. United Parcel Service says it will be saving money on staffing by completing its voluntary retirement buyouts. The Atlanta-based shipping giant says it should save about $200 million a year in the process. UPS announced in April it would start the buyouts and will reduce staffing, but didn't say by how much. This comes a week after it tentatively reached a new contract agreement with more than 11,000 employees covered by the Teamsters Union.